Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Psalm 4 and 8 says, I will both, so both means two things. Both what? I lay me down, and what? In peace, and I'm going to sleep. I'm not just going to lay down, but I'm going to lay down, I'm going to have peace, I'm going to sleep. Why? For or because you, Lord, only make me dwell in safety. Today's English version says, when I lie down, I go to sleep in peace. You alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe. Glory to God. You alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe. Say that out loud, everybody. You alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe. Now, when you're watching by internet, you must say that out loud too now. You know, don't just sit and miss the benefit. Christianity is called the great confession. How do you get born again? You believe something in your heart and you say it with your mouth. And that's why we do, you know, we make these confessions. We're not just saying it to be filling up the time. We're releasing our faith. And if you believe it, the Bible says we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, therefore speak. You believe something strong enough? Don't come out your mouth. So everybody say it again. You alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe. Glory to God. Glory to God. We've been talking about perfect protection. Perfect protection. The Bible said in 2 Timothy 3, don't turn there, but it says in the last days there'd be perilous times. Well, we're living in later days than anybody's lived up to this point. And there are perilous times. You get accustomed to it. You get desensitized to it. But it's not okay that every time, every day you hear the news, somebody died, somebody got hurt, somebody got shot, somebody got robbed, there was murder, there was rape, there was destruction. You hear it nationally, you hear it around the world, you hear it locally. But it's not okay. It means you're living in a dangerous world. People are dying all around us. You know, people tend to try to live in a fantasy world. Like their little routine is life and it will continue forever. How many understand what you did this week is coming to an end very soon? I don't care if you live to be 100+. That's nothing. It'll come, it'll go. And if you and I could back off about where our moon is and see in the spirit, it would be eye-opening, all of the arrivals and departures. Millions are coming into this planet and millions are leaving this planet daily. What is an arrival? A birth. A departure? Result of a death. And it won't be very long. You and I are going to blow this place. We're going to be out of here. And if you're a believer and you're saved, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. Then, according, like the scripture said, the day of your death is better than the day of your birth. If you're a believer. Now, if you're not a believer, you don't want to leave till you become a believer. Because there's a bad place that unbelievers go to. But people are dying constantly by the millions. And a lot of them are dying prematurely. They're not living out their full length of days. And bad things are happening. It's a dangerous world we are living in. And from the other scriptures like this, we don't have the word, we don't have the basis to believe and pray and put our faith on so that this world becomes a safe place. We're told it's going to get worse. So the world is not going to get safer by and large. But here's the question. Even though there's a lot of danger and a lot of bad stuff going on around about you, can God keep you in the midst of a dangerous, germ-filled, crazy people, devil-filled, curse-filled, perilous, dangerous earth? Can God, in the midst of all this, can He keep you safe, even perfectly, completely safe? Is it His will? Now, here's where a lot of people depart from us. When you get to this part, is it His will to keep you safe?
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
From now until you live your whole life out.
Yes.
Yes. Well, if you believe that it is, then you believe different from millions and millions and millions of other believer Christians. Because millions of other Christians believe, well, you just never know. Because it could be your time. And that car could hit you at age 33. You're out of here. Or it could be your time and somebody pull a gun on you and blow you away at 45. It could be your time. Well, now you do understand that a lot more people believe that than what you're saying you believe tonight. We believe it is not God's will for any of us to die prematurely from disease or so-called accident and destruction. So many of the things what people call accidents, they weren't really accidents. They're setups. We call them accidents, but it was a setup. The devil had that drunk driver at that intersection the precise moment you were coming through. That's timing, friend. You were there at the wrong place at exactly the right time for the wrong thing to happen. It's setups. But our God is wiser and smarter than our enemy. By far, there's no comparison. And we're not ignorant of His devices. Right? And we're told to give Him no place. We're to keep Him waiting on an opportunity to get to us. And the years go by, and He's still looking and waiting for the opportunity to get to us. And we just get older and older.
Amen.
And next thing you know, we have run our race and finished our course, and we're out of here. Someone says, well, if you didn't get killed or you never died from a disease, how would you die? You'd just live forever. No. Your body is not you. It's just the house you live in. One Chaldean word, and that goes back a long ways, for the body is sheath. Sheath, like a sheath for a blade, a sword, like a holster for a gun. What does that mean? Well, like a glove for a hand. It's something that something fits, and your body fits your spirit perfectly. Like a glove. Now, some folk didn't like that, but hey. Your body is a reflection of you. Even less people like that. It is. Your body doesn't have any life apart from you. The expressions that people like to imagine, well, no, now in the spirit, I'm a very different person. No. It's you. It's the one we see expressed through this body. There ain't two different yous. Oh, no. Now, Brother Keith, after the spirit, I'm amazing. I'm very mighty. And I'm nothing like what you see in this flesh. Yeah, and you're confused. You're not the Holy Spirit.
No.
He's in you.
Yes.
He helps you. Yes. But you're not the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You're you.
Yeah.
Hmm? And we see you, the Spirit, you, expressed through your eyes, through your facial expressions, through your voice. We hear you. Hmm? We hear you. We see you. Something to think about, huh? You are a spirit. You have a mind, soul, emotions, feelings. You live in a body. And when you slip out of this body, you're saved, you go to be with Jesus. But you're supposed to run your entire race and not leave early. Because the harvest is great. And we got too many laborers already. Huh? No. What did he say? The laborers are few, which means we need everybody we've got doing everything they can do.
That's right.
Hmm? And if you, through whatever reasons, check out and go home early, well, when we get to heaven, we may want to ask you about it. And go, hey, you know, we're glad we're all done with this, but what was the idea of leaving early and us having to do our work and yours too? So believe God and get healed, huh? And be protected and go your whole race and finish your entire course and do your job. Psalm 91. We believe it's God's perfect will for us all to be protected. Don't we? But we have come to understand that it's not all up to God whether we're protected. And that's another thing that you and I are different in believing than millions of other believers. Millions of believers think and believe that it's just entirely up to God. But no, it seems very obvious to me that we have a responsibility. And if we do our part, God is always faithful to do his part. But if you don't do your part, you can miss out on some things.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Warnings of the Lord, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204G. That's R-1204G. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.